The Laken-Riley Act passed the House of Representatives, bill designed to identify and detain illegal immigrants who commit crimes in this country. 48 Democrats joined Republicans, almost all Republicans, to pass the Laken-Riley Act in the House. Here's Como 4's Preston Phillips.
The Senate is set to take up the Laken-Riley Act sometime this week. The first bill focused on illegal immigration to pass through the new House of Representatives. So the legislation is named after the Georgia college student who was murdered by a man in the country illegally, previously arrested for theft. The legislation would require illegal immigrants who commit certain nonviolent crimes like theft or burglary to be detained. 48 Democrats voted with Republicans today, including Kim Schreier and Marie Glusenkamp-Perez.
Okay. Last February, Laken-Riley, 22-year-old nursing student, the University of Georgia, went out for a short run on a trail adjacent to the campus. I mean, it wasn't way out in some heavily wooded area miles and miles away. It was just right off campus. Her body was later discovered near the campus. She had been sexually abused and was brutally beaten. In November, Jose Ibarra, 26-year-old Venezuelan citizen in the country illegally, was convicted of her murder. During the trial, Ibarra was identified as a member of the notorious Tren de Aragua gang from Venezuela. The Laken-Riley Act was introduced by Republican Senator Katie Britt from Alabama. It passed the House last year, did not get through the Senate, which is under Democrat control. On the first day of the new Congress, where you have Republicans in control of both chambers, the bill was reintroduced and hastily made it to the House floor. The bill would mandate that Immigration and Customs Enforcement, commonly known as ICE, detain illegals accused of theft, burglary, shoplifting, or larceny. The second provision empowers state attorneys general to file lawsuits against the Secretary of Homeland Security if those illegals are not detained. That was the case with Ibarra and several other illegals who have committed vicious, violent crimes. They were arrested for committing lesser crimes, but were released. And either the charges were downgraded or they were dismissed outright. The fact that they were in the country illegally was a non-issue because most of them were arrested in sanctuary jurisdictions, which means they won't help in any way, shape, or form the federal government enforce immigration law. What they're really doing is trying to protect illegal immigration. And then people like Laken-Riley, you know, 22-year-old students, get murdered. There have been a bevy of similar attacks across the country committed on Americans by illegals, mostly the victims of violent crime committed by illegals are other illegals. Are other people who are in the country illegally. So allowing illegal aliens who commit crimes to remain in the country is not only dangerous for American citizens, it's dangerous for everybody, whether they're a legal immigrant who's got a green card or they're an illegal immigrant who's trying to just keep their head down and work and tend to their family. So the bill passed handily in the House of Representatives. The House vote was 264 to 159. 48 Democrats voted with the Republicans. That's only one in four. Only one, in fact, slightly less than one in four.
So would it be safe to say that that passed with more bipartisan support than the Bipartisan Infrastructure Act that the Democrats called it a couple years ago?
The answer is yes.
Okay.
The House Speaker said after the vote, 159 Democrats just voted against the Lake and Riley Act, voting against detaining and deporting criminal illegal aliens rather than putting Americans' safety first. The Democrats have yet again ignored the demands of the American people for safety and security. All the Republicans voted for it. And in the Senate, it has every Republican senator has co-sponsored it, along with one Democrat, John Fetterman. John Fetterman spoke with Bret Baier after yesterday's House vote. And you'll hear a pause in this audio after Bret Baier asks a question because Fetterman is going to reference 47 Democrats, meaning his fellow Democrats in the U.S. Senate. So this legislation, keep in mind, the Senate has the filibuster, so they need seven Democrats at least to join the 53 Republicans who are voting for the Lake and Riley Act.
To remind everybody that we have hundreds and hundreds of thousands of migrants here illegally that have convicted of crimes. And why, I don't know why, you know, who wants to defend to allow them to remain in our nation?
The answer is three quarters of your colleagues, Senator. Three quarters of his colleagues believe that if an illegal alien, someone in this country illegally commits a crime, they should be allowed to remain in the United States, including burglary, including assault, including, you know, other kinds of, you know, drunk driving, shoplifting, etc. Look at it this way. You heard that another country had a rule that if you were in that country illegally and you, say, shoplifted, they would arrest you, they would punish you for shoplifting, and then they'd kick you out of the country. Would that seem unreasonable? Would it seem unreasonable that if you're somewhere you're not supposed to be, and you break the law of where you're at, that they have no right, that they shouldn't be kicking you out? Why not? Why is that unreasonable? Anyway, more from John Fetterman here, the Democratic senator from Pennsylvania.
That. And now, if you're here illegally and you're committing crimes and those things, I don't know why anybody thinks that it's controversial that they all need to go.
Do you think that this was one of, if not the biggest issue for this election?
Well, I think if we can't, you know, there's 47 of us in the Senate, and if we can't pull up with seven votes, if we can't get at least seven out of 47, if we can't, then that's the reason why we lost. That's one of them. That's one of why we lost.
Yeah. That's just being petulantly stubborn. The voters have made it very clear if you are in this country illegally and you break the law, get out. But that is not what the far left thinks, and it's not what most of the Democrats in the Washington delegation think. There are 10 House members. Remember, they held this House vote yesterday. 10 House members. Two Republicans, Dan Newhouse, Michael Baumgartner, they both voted yes for the Lake and Riley Act. So did two of the eight Democrats. Two of the eight Democrats, Marie Glusenkamp-Perez, she represents like the Vancouver area, the third district there on the Oregon border, and Kim Schreier from the 8th Congressional District. But Susan DelBene, who headed the Democrats' Congressional Campaign Fund, fell short of the majority that they were supposed to have easily taken. She voted no. Marilyn Strickland, the former mayor of Tacoma, former head of the Seattle Chamber of Commerce, she voted no. Rick Larson, who knows better, from the 2nd District, that runs from Mukilteo up to the Canadian border, he voted no. So did Emily Randall, but she's hard left. Adam Smith, who is not hard left, and he also knows better, he voted no. And, of course, Pramila Jayapal, who did more than any other member of Congress to elect from our state to elect Donald Trump. Not that she wanted to, but, again, that was just the impact of her left-wing activism within the House of Representatives. They all voted no. DelBene, Strickland, Larson, Randall, Adam Smith, and Pramila Jayapal. So talk about not getting it. We got a long ways to go. Long ways to go for the Democrats to show that they were listening to what the American people were telling them in November. If they're going to be slow learners, that's fine. I don't mind winning another few elections because they're too dense to see the handwriting on the proverbial wall.